Everybody in this room has one of those days where, for whatever reason, we're just in a mood.
Yeah. You
know? I know for me, sometimes I'm guilty of falling into a mightier-than-thou mood. Where I think I know everything.
That's good self-reflection.
Whereas Brooke sometimes gets into a hornier-than-thou mood. Where she wants to do everyone, and she thinks everyone wants to do her.
They don't?
Don't say hi to her.
Okay. Why don't they?
Are you in one of those moods again?
I just, like...
Hornier than thou and mightier than thou. It's an interesting dynamic in this studio sometimes.
Yeah, it's real opposite ends.
Yeah.
Then you have the two young single people on the show, Alexis and Jose. And they're all over the board.
Yeah. They go through a lot of emotions.
Totally. Really, really happy some days. Sometimes really, really complaining.
Mostly Jose.
Well, just the other day, I saw Alexis get frustrated that her cinnamon latte wasn't quite cinnamony enough.
Get it right, people!
She literally stomped her feet on the ground like a petulant toddler.
I do that when I'm angry,
She does.
And I just wonder what type of mood Jose was in the other day when in the middle of the workday, he jumped on his Facebook. And he typed up a very introspective, revealing post about the state of his love life. And I have it right here. I'd like to read it aloud.
Go for it.
He still has it up on his page, has not deleted it yet, but I am curious to hear from him about it. It goes like this. I truly feel like a hot girl.
What? I don't think I saw this
post. I don't think this music fits this.
I get messages on social media all the time.
Oh.
Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, etc. Asking me out.
Well, that's nice.
Humble brag.
Or,
there's nothing humble about that, Alexis.
You're right.
Or girls, fans, listeners, shooting their shot. 99% I have no interest.
Ooh, you tell them.
Okay, let's bring the music down. Let's bring it down.
So
it's an interesting way to start off a post, Jose.
What were you thinking? Like, who's your audience there?
Literally everyone reading
it. The woman who messages
all
you?
All the women that message me.
I mean,
it's like, look, if I'm not answering you, figure it out.
So you're saying stop messaging you?
Yes.
It makes sense. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of these messages that he's getting that he has to respond to.
It's easier.
And, millions even.
Yeah.
It's probably easier to just do a blanket statement being like, if you're not hearing from me, here's why.
That's kind of where I was
going.
I've heard girls like a confident guy. It sounds confident to me.
And they they want what they can't have.
That's it.
I mean, it is a good setup.
And you're saying you don't want 99% of them.
Okay, so let's keep reading.
I didn't think of that. That's actually kind of smart.
Okay, there's more.
Let's keep reading.
Okay.
But anytime that I'm the one sliding into someone's DMs and I build up the courage to shoot my shot, I'm either left on red or a girl acts interested and then will never ever get a hold of me again.
Yeah.
LOL.
Oh.
Okay, let's bring the music down again. Okay, so Jose, let's go. We're going back to the mood stuff. What exactly inspired you to put this online and post it? Like, what happened to you that day?
Well, it's exactly what you read. It's like I could get a million messages in a day and be like, leave me alone. I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And then there's one girl that I'm like, ah, fine, I'm just going to say hi. And she'll be like, hey, oh yeah, we should kick it. And then literally never, ever text back.
So do you feel like, I mean, when you hear that, though, like when you hear it read back to you and you're being critical of people who do it to you, but then you're sad when you do it to other people and they don't like it either.
Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could see how it may sound a little hypocritical.
Sure.
This is a complicated whole process, the dating world, the modern dating world. It's very complicated. There's more to this.
All right,
Jose keeps going. Usually I'm so focused on radio and comedy, it doesn't even matter.
But see, that's the humble brag.
Sometimes it sucks feeling like everything I do is just for work.
Yeah, that is exactly where I'm at right
all
now.
All right. You know, we
wake up, get up early, go to work.
I mean, we're your work friends. So, I feel like now you're hating on us for doing stuff for us and, you know, hanging out with us.
It starts to suck sometimes.
Oh, no. Okay.
It really does.
Okay,
I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
It's not the best thing to work nonstop all the time.
So he's saying my coworkers put me in a bad mood. Sorry, I don't like dating.
So now we all feel a little bit offended, but Jose keeps going. He ends the Facebook post saying, anyways, please don't take this as a sign to slide into my DMs.
Oh,
yes,
well,
don't.
This is not a thirst trap.
No.
Okay, this makes it
It's
sound
more
like
of a depression post.
Oh, it is.
No.
It absolutely
LOL.
Is.
LOL.
Oh, well, you can't put LOL on the way you say LOL.
I did not.
Okay, let's bring the music down again. Okay, but so let's start with the most important thing, the reaction. Okay. How many likes did we get on this post?
It got like almost 500 likes.
Oh, wow. Is
that good?
I didn't expect that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more of just me venting.
It also got 126 comments.
Woo. Yeah, I did.
And saying what?
I did count, though, about 40 of them were from you replying back. Either being funny to somebody or being a little bit defensive if people were saying hashtag humblebrag. But there was one girl in the comments who actually endorsed you.
Yeah. Oh,
what does that
That's
mean?
So nice.
And she wrote, Jose is 5 out of 5 stars, a great date, and a gentleman at its finest.
You got a Yelp review.
Would recommend.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Would
is that someone that you
You can pay people to leave Yelp reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
I found those people, so.
No, did you actually go on a date with that girl that wrote
that?
Yeah,
we went on a date.
You replied to her, this may be the best compliment I've ever received. Mm-hmm. I try and be a gentleman and show girls how a guy should treat them, but I've never gotten any feedback, I guess.
No. I've never asked.
So, thanks. You put a smile on this sad boy's face.
That's
smiley face,
part.
Smiley heart emoji, and then in parentheses, you up?
No. You did not say that, Jose.
I'm just kidding. He didn't say you up. But he did actually call himself a sad boy.
Yes, I did.
Sad boy.
So you're sad because you want love.
If there's a hot female single listener out there right now who's hearing this and she's thinking, aw, like, I want to make a blue check mark sad boy smile.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for her?
Don't, because you're going to slap my DMs.
Hold on.
And I'm not going to be interested.
You can't do this post and then say don't.
What do you want?
If you're a listener and you're a fangirl, I don't want to date you. That's the whole point.
No.
That's the whole point. Well, I don't want girls that only like me for my job.
So what are you doing to meet people outside of that, then?
I slide in their DMs and they don't answer me, Brooke.
I feel like I'm feeling hashtag sad girl after this segment.
Welcome to the club, bro.
Okay.
Text in to 78592. Oh, no. Why don't you say something nice to Jose?
Yeah. I'll be your wing woman, Jose.
Dude, you know thanks. We love you.
Help make this sad boy smile today.
Yay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.